Welcome to Follow Your Courageous Heart, 7 Steps to Move Beyond Fear and Courageously Live the Life of Your Dreams, Part 3 of a 3-part series. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Davina Katulski, and I want to thank you for listening to Follow Your Courageous Heart, where I'm going to share with you how to move beyond fear and courageously live the life of your dreams. This series is an invitation to be your own hero, to stop playing small and start living the life of your dreams. In the last part, I shared with you the 7 steps to move beyond fear and courageously live the life of your dreams. In this part, we're going to do some exercises together to help you start living the life of your dreams. E.E. Cummings said, "It takes courage to grow up and become who you really are." And that's what we're talking about, growing our courage and taking the steps to become who you really are and who you were really meant to be. I'm going to invite you now to actively engage with me. So grab your journal or a piece of paper and a pen, and we'll begin. I want to invite you to take a moment now to write down at least 5 things that are stopping you from living the life of your dreams. 5 things that get in the way. I'm going to give you about 30 seconds to write those things down. So go ahead and write it now. Keep writing. Good. What else? What else is stopping you? Good. Now, a lot of people know what they want, but they're stopped by a belief that it's too late or there's not enough time. Is that you? Some people may be stopped by fear or financial concerns or feeling like they don't know enough, aren't smart enough, or don't have enough information. Does that resonate with you? Some people are stopped by fear of rejection or disapproval of family members, spouses, or even their religion. And some people don't want to appear selfish or don't want to make others jealous, so they're stopped by that. Some people don't make the changes and aren't living the life of their dreams because they don't want to look stupid. What stops you? Good. Now take a moment and imagine if you'd solved those concerns. If you could trust that the money was going to show up, that you could learn what you needed to learn, and you were smart enough and capable enough to do what you wanted to do. Imagine there was plenty of time and you had the support and the courage to take the next steps. What would living the life of your dreams look like? What would following your heart's desires look like? Imagine it now. How would it feel to live the life of your heart's desire? Feel it. How does it feel when you think about having that kind of life? Living the life of your dreams. Nice, huh? Does it feel like more freedom? More joy? A greater sense of peace? More time to connect and play? To go dancing? Do you feel younger and lighter when you imagine yourself living the life of your dreams and following your heart's desires? Do you feel happier in your body? Is there more time to create, to be creative? Doing things or work that you love and believe in? Are you doing more happy dances in your life? Smiling more, spending more time with people you love and the people who love you? What does it look like and feel like. I know how wonderful and peaceful that feels, and I know what it's like to live the life of your dreams, and what it's like to have new and even bigger dreams show up because you've accomplished the ones you've dreamt of. I absolutely want this for you if you want this for you. In the Follow Your Courageous Heart 90-Day Journey Beyond Fear to Fulfillment program, you'll learn to listen to your heart and its calling. You'll learn how to find your voice and speak from your truth. You'll learn to understand the difference between the call of the heart and the drive of the mind. You'll access the wisdom of your heart, get clear on your heart's desires, and you'll create a vision of what living from your heart would look like. Build your courage and strengthen your heart muscles with daily exercises. Gain valuable tools and resources to sustain you on your journey beyond fear to fulfillment. Learn my alchemical formula to turn your heart's desires into gold, and begin living a life you love from your heart. I'd like to invite you to take a moment to tune in to your courage. Think of a time in your life you did something you didn't think you could do. Maybe something no one else thought you could do either. Something that took courage. Remember, being courageous is about feeling the fear and doing it anyway. It's not about being fearless. A lot of people want to be fearless, but fear can be healthy. It's just you have to know what to do with it and how to move through it. Courage is not about being stupid or crazy. It's about deep listening. Listening to your heart and your soul and letting your heart and soul guide the best path for you. Not outside circumstances or outside sources, or even reactions guiding you. We don't know where your heart is going to guide you. Ask yourself, though, would you like to live a life guided by your dreams? I know how to navigate this journey, not only because I've done it before, but because I've coached people to take this journey. And I know how important it is to be surrounded by others who are also following their hearts and living courageously. Something you'll get with the 90-day program. Think about what you desire. You have a right to have desires in your life. I'd like to show you how to get the support you need to expand your life so it's not so small, so you're not giving up on your dreams and the things that are important to you. We all know people who are living very, very normal, regular lives, small, safe lives, secure lives, where they don't venture out of the box. Is your life small? Are you living inside a box? Does that box feel like your coffin? I want to invite you to write down three of your dreams or heart's desires. Go ahead and do that now. And if you need to stop the recording, that's fine. Okay, welcome back. By now you should have written down three of your dreams or heart's desires. Now under each dream, write down one action you can take towards manifesting your dream. For example, if it's walk El Camino in Spain, then you could write down buy a book on El Camino or create a weekly walking or hiking schedule. If it's learn Parisian cooking, you could write down search the web for a French cooking class. And remember, one of your actions can be signing up for a free courage conversation with me about what your heart's desires are, and you can do that on my website. So go ahead now and write down three of your dreams or heart's desires, and under each one, write down an action you can take. Good. I'd like to help you live with a sense of authenticity, purpose, and in alignment with your values and heart's desires. I'd like to support you in taking those steps you've written down to bring more authenticity into your life and to follow your heart's desires, whether it's signing up for a safari or to run a marathon, whether it's learning a new language you've always wanted to learn, or learning a new trade and starting a new career. I'd like to help you find the courage to say no to a dysfunctional situation or a dead-end relationship. I'd like to help you find your voice and share your story. I'd like to support you in taking the next steps to build your own business, build your tiny home, or just plain old build your confidence. I'd like to support you in turning your hobbies into money makers and your dreams into realities and whatever else your heart desires.